This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people as the United States says it would veto another draft UN ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. It envisions a wider resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back, calling Hamas's demands delusional. Russian authorities are detaining people mourning the loss of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died in custody at an Arctic Circle penal colony late last week. Western leaders blame Russia. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
In St. Petersburg, men removed flowers from a makeshift memorial honoring dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Almost immediately, new flowers took their place. Just one day earlier, police detained mourners for laying flowers in Navalny's honor. Independent Russian media and human rights group OVD Info reported no fewer than 400 detentions at events across some 32 cities after news of Navalny's death broke late last week. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Protesters demonstrated in Quetta, Pakistan on Sunday against alleged poll rigging in the country's recently concluded general election. Pakistan's election on February 8th did not return a clear majority for anyone, but independent candidates backed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan won 92 out of 264 seats, making them the largest group. The Election Commission has denied accusations and said legal forms would address